It's the first of the month, which for many Ohioans means it's time to pay rent. But with unemployment spiking because of coronavirus, many tenants worry about their ability to keep up with payments. Ohio is under a stay-at-home order, but some tenants like Carrie Harshbarger are concerned about the affordability of having a home to stay in at all.
Is it crucial for them to be collecting April's rent right now, or, you know, could they have frozen it till May or later when things settle down, since having an emergency fund right now is even more crucial, and particularly if there is going to be potential medical costs.
Harshbarger lives in Columbus with her partner, who was recently laid off from his restaurant job. She's about to start a new job, but her old job was cut short because of the coronavirus, which means less money for April rent. Despite working multiple jobs to make ends meet, she says they mostly live paycheck to paycheck and don't have much savings.
I think that's sort of the same boat as a lot of people, you know, particularly with the student loans and, you know, rent in Columbus has gone up quite a bit, and I think it's just a lot of people were struggling before this, and now it's a really scary and uncertain time.
The fact that someone cannot pay now does not reflect upon, should not reflect on their credit or their character or anything else. It reflects on the situation that we are all in.
Though Governor Mike DeWine says he is sympathetic for those who worry about making rent payments, he has not instituted a statewide moratorium on evictions.
It's important that the courts have the flexibility and that they not be told exactly what to do, because you may have someone that's a domestic violence case order, or someone's ordered to move out of a home. You would not want that stayed.
Franklin County has placed a moratorium on evictions until May 11th. Landlords can still fill out the paperwork to get the process started, but they won't be able to remove tenants from properties for not paying rent. Rachel Wenning is with the Columbus Tenants Union.
You have the moratorium, but then rent is still racking up. So at the end, when the moratorium is lifted, if we owe 3 or 4 months of rent, how are we going to come up with that amount when people are already rent burdened?
Plus, she fears many landlords will still charge late fees, which compound over time. Coronavirus cancellations caused Gabe Solomon to lose his job as an audio technician for concert venues. He says just as much as he didn't choose to lose his income, his landlord shouldn't have the choice to keep theirs.
Rental property is an investment, and if I buy stock in a company and that stock goes down, you know, I can't call up the company that I bought stock in and threaten them with homelessness unless I get my money back.
Property owners are coping with the sudden impact of the pandemic. Andrew Levering owns and manages a few rental properties in Columbus.
Bills are still coming in. Water bills still need to be paid. Taxes, insurance still need to be paid. There's no relief on the landlords.
Levering works another job on top of his rental properties, so he says he's not hit as hard by the current situation, but many landlords aren't as lucky.
If I were to rely solely on a rental income, or the rental business income right now, I would be very, very concerned.
He says he would not charge his tenants late fees for now, and that he would try and work something out if a tenant came to him with a problem making rent. But he acknowledges that a lot of larger management companies might not be willing to do the same.
We've all got to be lenient here, and the landlords have been singled out to be lenient right off the bat. And that's a responsibility that's been given to us, and we have to take it. But eventually that's going to trickle down to the cities, you know, to the local governments and banks.
Lieutenant Governor John Husted urged banks to be forgiving of landlords with mortgage payments.
If you own an apartment complex that, say, had 32 apartments and 8 people couldn't pay, well, the person that owns that apartment complex will not be able to pay their mortgage and could be foreclosed upon.
Both landlords and tenants are holding out hope for government help. But as with so much in this pandemic, the answers are uncertain and likely far down the road. Paige Flager, WOSU News.